For years, the Assembly has struggled with the issue of nonprofit funding, too little money for too many groups with ever-increasing needs. What's your take on funding for the nonprofits?
I pushed the button this time. I think nonprofits are extremely inefficient in their fundraising. At the federal level, there's the combined federal campaign. At the state level, there's a share campaign. You've also heard of the pick, click, and give campaign, and all these are methods that communities, people can create a kind of planned giving over time. The problem with these programs is that they're particularly onerous to smaller nonprofits. They generally require an audit, which is extremely expensive for nonprofits. And what I would like to see us do, if we can, is to create some kind of similar program that doesn't have such onerous requirements. And that's one thing. And maybe have one, say, 3 or 4 month period where we're doing a lot of advertising for these nonprofits. The other thing is I would like to see if we can leverage community resources so that they're more effective in their fundraising. I really don't need cupcakes. I'm tipping the scales at 340 pounds. I really don't need cupcakes. But I think we need to allow these nonprofits to work more on their missions and less on fundraising. And I think we can use our resources to do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. Mr. Schroeder.
When you talk about what it is about your town that you love, you don't generally talk about the great utilities, the infrastructure. You talk about the social services, the quality of education, the culture, the recreational opportunities. These are things that are all provided by nonprofits. I don't think the nonprofit sector, I'm a little biased because I'm part of it, I don't think the nonprofit sector is fluff, and I don't think they're nice-to-haves. I think they're an essential part of our community. And I think the borough has essentially an obligation. If you don't want to view it as an obligation, view it as a good investment in your community. This provides the social fabric that keeps people here, that makes people want to live here. I moved here for the beauty and the nature and the wide open spaces, but it's all these other sort of what I call institutions, the Christmas event, the Arts Council, the concerts, the library. These are things that make life in Kodiak worth living, and they're what make our doctors and our teachers and our working professionals want to live here, even though the cost of living is so high. I mean, this is what offsets it. This is what still makes Kodiak great. So I think the borough has an obligation to fund them. I agree with the council's or the assembly's recent actions to provide sort of goalposts and criteria which they'll be measured. And I generally agree with that, but I think, we really need to recognize whether it's Safe Harbor, Women's Resource and Crisis Center, the Arts Council, Special Olympics, almost everybody here is affected in some really meaningful way by the nonprofit sector, and I think we need to keep them healthy.
Thank you, Mr. Schroeder. Mr. Watkins?
Thanks, sir. For me, it's a social priority. The most good for the highest at-risk groups should be the priority for funding. Losing support for the at-risk families at the Brother Francis Shelter. They do homeless folks, but they do a lot of at-risk families that are in danger of losing their homes. That just creates a domino effect of spending. If we can't take care of those at-risk families, then they lose their homes and become an even bigger draw on social resources. We need to recognize what are the key agencies and activities that stop that domino effect and prioritize funding those. And through that, we can build a healthier and safer community. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Watkins. Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Mike. Well, I agree with Andy. I think that nonprofits do things for our community. They fill gaps and they make our community worth living in. And even more than that, they do really useful things. And whether it's the Women's Resource Crisis Center or the Humane Society or KMXT, In many cases, they do things that, like most citizens would expect, that somewhere in your community it gets done. You know, they do it in a cheap way. I mean, that they're, as far as bang for the buck, I don't think you can beat the nonprofits. Having said that, I realize that there's only so much money to go around. And it's always been, you know, we've always only been able to afford to give them so much. I think, again, you have to prioritize. You have to look at each nonprofit and ask yourself, what's their need? You know, are they really, really not going to be able to make it without our funding? Or can they possibly, you know, manage some of their funding themselves? And then secondly, what's their purpose and how highly would I prioritize that purpose? You know, so, I mean, you make a list. What's the most important nonprofit? Right on down to what you think is the least important. And then you go through that list and you say, how much does each of these guys really need to keep going? And is that going to be an easy process? No. But I do think it's a necessary process to go through. And to the degree that the assembly can be one of the pieces that keeps our nonprofits running, it not only improves our quality of life, but it literally helps us to make better people. I mean, how many of our kids have participated in Arts Council's productions or in the many, many different athletic events and things that we do? And it makes them better people, helps them go out in the world with skills and ability. And, you know, it's in a way, a lot of those nonprofits tail in with the school system. You know, a lot of the things that the school can't afford to do, nonprofits pick up and do for us. So, you know, is it an easy process? No. But I think it's one that we need to do painstakingly.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Ms. Lester?
I don't think that I can say anything different than that's already been said here within these few minutes. But to me, I feel that the nonprofits go out and create their own funding sources. And if the borough has the ability to donate to those sources, by all means, we should. But I don't believe, because I belong to a couple of nonprofits, I don't believe that we truly rely on getting funds from the borough. So I think it's up to the nonprofits. It's their responsibility to seek any kind of fundings that they might need from the borough. And then it would be up to the borough to decide and prioritize in which way to give out those funds. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lester. Ms. Cavanaugh?
Struggling with the issue of nonprofit funding. I've been actively involved in several nonprofits locally. As a 4-H leader, I've taken teens to leaders forums and legislative trips to Juneau. I serve on the Kodiak Rodeo and State Fair Board that struggles with difficult tight budgets. And as a current board member, I'm excited that their endeavors to increase events and activities that generate more funding and usage of the community is continuing on. And serving on these positions, it has given me the opportunity to work in areas of interest and participate in their growth and sustainability. I believe that individuals and communities benefit greatly when its citizens are actively participating in service work. But the borough has a certain amount of funds, and a future balanced budget will mean prioritizing essential services. I can't be a fiscal conservative and say that everything can be funded. So the assembly has done necessary work to trim the budget where there are only a few variables within it that can be downsized. I think we've reached a point where we understand that the cuts, as difficult as they are inevitable. During my term as Borough Assembly, I will be looking towards streamlining the government and looking at consolidation as one of those solutions. In the budget talks, the interim director said during those talks, if we look to reinstate and fully fund nonprofit spending, everything else is on the table. To me, this means cutting other services. Why? Because we must strive to maintain a balanced budget. As we move forward, I hope to stimulate small businesses, encourage job creation, and build an economy that supports not just our health and social services, but our many cultural, recreational, and educational providers.
Thank you, Ms. Cavanaugh. Mr. Murray?
A quick little story about nonprofits. When I was in the Navy, they always collected donations for the CFC was the big thing, federal campaign. And the military was a big source for funding a lot of national nonprofits and, in some instances, local nonprofits. About 10 years into that, they started putting in their pamphlets what percentage of revenue that a nonprofit received went back into their stated goals. In other words, what they put in their pocket and what they put back out in the community. I think that was one of the best things they ever did. I believe that a local community should be able to choose what it considers important and fund those things through nonprofits. I think that the assembly, the government, the borough, has some essential services that it must make sure are functioning. They need to fund those. They need to fund them to the level that they're functional and adequate for the service they're supposed to provide. Beyond that, looking at nonprofits can provide an improvement to the community and to the quality of life of that community is also important and next up from the essential services. Beyond that, I think the community, through donations, through outreach, will determine what nonprofits are important for the advancement of the community. I think the best thing the borough can do is look at its nonprofits that are not essential or not mandated by law and see what they can do to encourage and support those using non-financial support first and foremost. Those that they do consider critical, fund when you can, fund to the level necessary, fund to the level that they're effective.
Thank you, Mr. Murray.